She's already very familiar with ag education here in the state of Oklahoma, as well as FFA. Dr. Marcy Mack is the new head of career tech based in Stillwater. We had the opportunity to catch up with her at the 2015 Oklahoma FFA convention. She offered some remarks to the legislative VIP banquet before the final general session of the FFA on Wednesday evening. We asked her a little bit about her involvement with the Career Tech organization before she arrived in Stillwater a couple of years ago.
Yes, I actually have been in the system close to 23 years. I had the opportunity to be at Autry Technology Center in Enid for approximately 19 years, and then I went to the state agency in July of 2013.
Your role as kind of the head person, in effect, at Career Tech over the entire state, what really have you seen as the neat things you need to be doing? In other words, what are your priorities if you've come into this leadership role?
Coming into this leadership role, I think it's important to continue to promote career and technology education, all the various facets that we have. We have various programs across the state, and individuals may not realize that they are working with career and technology education, and that is the heart and soul of many of the programs that we have across the state and make a huge impact for the state of Oklahoma.
A lot of states have VOTEC programs, career tech type programs. Oklahoma seems like it's got a relatively strong one compared to a lot of states you can compare to.
Yes, actually in Oklahoma, on a yearly basis, we do more than 500,000 enrollments. We are in nearly 391 comprehensive schools, 29 technology centers, and 13 correctional facilities, just places that we have the ability to offer career and technology education.
How does ag education fit into the things that you do at Career Tech?
Agriculture education is one of the areas that we get the opportunity to be a part of in career and technology education. It is one area, and being here this week at State FFA Convention highlights all the great accomplishments that they've done throughout the year. They have the opportunity to have over 430 programs in the state of Oklahoma and teach young people about agriculture, about agriculture education, and the importance of it not only in the state of Oklahoma, but for the nation as a whole.
It seems that, the concept of teaching a skill is very important for career tech, and you do that within the agriculture education curriculum, but yet there's also that leadership component, a component that FFA is all about as well. That seems to be fairly unique.
Yes, absolutely. In agriculture education, they touch on the technical skills, provide the future of agriculture, all the many facets from animal science to agri-science, all those areas. But one of the true keys that brings all that together is the FFA organization, where students have the opportunity to learn leadership, they learn teamwork, communication, and they get to practice those skills on a daily basis in working with other individuals and working through their supervised work experience that they have and promoting agriculture education throughout the state.
Coming back to the over big view, the big picture, what do you see? How have you already started trying to cast a vision a little bit?
Cast a vision for Oklahoma career and technology education. The vision I have for Career Tech is to be able to expand Career Tech, make sure that we are providing the best quality education that we can, and get resources to the teachers and to the classrooms. So the students who have chosen career and technology education, we are providing them the best tools and support that we can across the state.